Morning, we're continuing Chayyadam Klal Laman Aleph Simen Tezvav. We left off with that he allowed the movement of a Sefer Torah for even a person who's not a Choshev or Chaylam for Parshas Zachar. When nearly the Efshur Gam the Parshas Parakein, and he tells you to look at the Magen Avraham and Simen Tav Resh Pei Aleph. The Magen Avraham says that besides that the other Parshas Zachar is the Raisa. There's an argument to say that Parshas Parah is Deraisa also. Now, why would the reading of Parshas Parah be Deraisa? Because the Torah says we're supposed to remember the Chet Egel that Klai Yisrael did. We're not supposed to forget the Chet that we did with the Chet Egel. To read the Parshas of the Chet Egel itself would be inappropriate. But Rashi points out at the beginning of Parshas Parah that the Brashim gave the Parshas Parah as a kapara for the Egel, just like we find the concept that the mother should come and clean up after the tzaya of the Shifcha. The Shifcha should come and clean up the dirt that her son made. So the Parah, the mother, will come and clean up for the Veira of the Egel, of the child that Klaisa was chayta with. Very just briefly, to see one suggests to understand what the connection is. Part of the Chet Egel was Klal Yisrael against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who made their Cheshbonos why it's appropriate to do what they're doing. So based on their Cheshbonos, they made decisions against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of Duma, I'll point out, it's very difficult to understand, it's not logical. And we do it anyway. We do it because that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Paraduma, which is the full act of subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das and Ratzon, is a kapara for the Chet Egel. So Magen Avraham says that we read the Parshas Parah as a kiyum of the Raisa of remembering the Chet Egel. And just like Parshas Zachar is supposed to be recalled through Kriyas HaTorah, so the Kriya of Paraduma will recall the Chet Egel as well. Now the Parsha Pshat, and the reason why we read Parshas Parah, Chazar Masak and Parshas Parah in Adar, was the same way we read Shkolim, because at the Zman of the Mikdash people would bring their Shkolim in Nissan. And they would make a hachroza, they would make an announcement about bringing the shkolim, starting from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So similarly, we read about the shkolim either as the announcement or alternatively as the idea of the Shalma Farm Svaseinu, that we can't bring kabbonis, but we're able to fulfill the kabbonis through the reading and talking about the kabbonis. So similarly, before Pesach, excuse me, before Pesach, they would be matar themselves with the ashes of the Paraduma in preparation for Pesach. So we read about the Parshas Parah to matar ourselves before Pesach with the concept of the Shama Farm Sosenu. So that's the Parsha, that's the Iker reason why Chazal were masakin it. And that's the Rabban and Dikadin. But we're saying that besides the Rabban and Dikadin, the Magen Avraham is suggesting there's a derisa, this concept of Kiyum with Parshas Parah as well. Therefore, what he says over here is moving a Sefer Torah for the purpose of facilitating Kriya Parshas Parah for somebody who would otherwise not have the Kriya Parshas Parah would be allowed. The same way he's been allowing us to move the Sefer Torah for Parshas Zachar, you can move a Sefer Torah for Parshas Parah as well. Bez Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim, I would like to just talk about the idea of moving the Sefer Torah, how to move it, when you're allowed to move it, and what's appropriate. The Chayyadim does not get involved in the details, but there are some pratim which we need to talk about. Bez Hashem, in the next few Shurim, we'll talk about that, and then we'll continue on weiter in the Chayyadim onto Siman Tezayin. Meanwhile, have a good day.